Hi, this is... Welcome to Yoga Chat with the Accidental Yogist, a.k.a. Joni. Today is Wednesday, May 25th. This is the third show I've done, so I'm still learning the ropes. Today's topic was kind of interesting because if you were around or if you were paying attention, Saturday was May 21st, and somebody had... Hold on a second, somebody's on the phone. Let's take that. Hello, Yoga Chat. McKenna, hold on a second. I'm going to put you on hold for a second. Oops. So anyway, sorry, that's McKenna, who's going to be on the show today. May 21st, somebody had predicted, what was his name? Harold Camping had predicted that May 21st was going to be not necessarily end of the world, but it was supposed to be Judgment Day, where all the people who were supposedly to be saved were going to be risen and taken to heaven, and everybody left behind was going to have to put through the end of the world, basically. Which so supposedly the end of the world, or the world is going to end on October 21st. So for 5 months, us heathens were supposed to be put through agony and torture and just feel miserable about being, you know, bad. So anyway, needless to say, May 21st came and went and nothing really happened. And I was Googling it this morning and just to find out that Camping said that, oh no, well, you know what? It was like a spiritual judgment. They weren't actually taken, but they were already selected. So my point is now, well, how do you know if you were selected or not? You don't know. So anyway, that being said, I was thinking that our topic would be, if the world had truly ended on that day, but you were given a second chance to live your life, what would you do? What changes would you make to your life now that you know that you have extra time? I'm just throwing that out there. We'll see how it works out. Anyway, in studio today, I have Lauren Mayer from Chakra 5, and the phone just rang, and that's going to be McKenna Rowe. And I'm going to turn up the volume on the phone, and we'll see if she's there. Hold on a second.
McKenna, are you there?
I am here.
Yay. Let me just turn down the volume a little bit because it's kind of loud. Okay, so I've decided that... I don't know if you've been, the previous episodes, Felicia was here, and I kept talking about how I want to get food involved in this show somehow. So what I've decided to do is I'm going to do yoga studio and vegetarian restaurant pairings. And since Chakra 5 is practically right around the corner from where the studio is, I thought I'd start with you guys, especially since the place near you, Pure Luck, is about to shut down, and everybody's sad about that. But anyway, let me have... you say hi, and then Lauren can say hi, and then we'll go from there. So,
okay.
It's yours.
Am I saying hi?
Yes, you are saying hi.
Namaste. Satnam, everybody. This is McKenna Rowe from Chakra 5 Yoga in East Hollywood.
Are you there still?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Can you hear her?
I can hear her.
Okay, good. Good, keep going. Because, you know, we were having phone problems last week, and so I'm not kind of paranoid about it right now.
No problem.
Okay, so let's have Lauren say hi.
Hi, everybody. Lauren from Chakra 5 and Breathe Deep Yoga, sitting here in a hot, sweaty studio with Joni.
Yeah, you know, the thing about the studio is it's very, very low budget, so there's no air conditioning, and we have a window that has to be kept open to keep some air in here. Unfortunately, we're on a very busy street, so you'll hear buses, you'll hear ambulances, you'll hear all kinds of things going by, so just ignore it and just pretend you're in somebody's house with a window open.
Well, it is the end of the world, so,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. You know, I mean, if you think about it, ambulances and buses are nothing compared to the end of the world, so. Anyway, so who wants to start and talk about Chakra 5?
Well, I'm going to turn the floor over to McKenna, seeing as she is the founder and owner of the studio. I think, McKenna, you want to take that away for a little bit?
McKenna, are you there?
I'm here, but I can barely hear anything Lauren is saying, and I don't know if that's mutual, but I thought I heard her voice, so I just let her
Oh, you know why? You know why? Because you can only hear me, because you're not listening to this show on the internet, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so I am going to get closer to Lauren here, so you can hear again. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, okay. So basically she said she was going to have you talk because you are the owner-founder of Chakra 5, and... So you get first dibs.
Oh, great. Well, thanks, Lauren. Well, I opened up Chakra 5 officially on April 2nd, so we've been open about 6 weeks now. We're located at 4302 Melrose, so we're right near the intersection of Melrose and Heliotrope, which is also known as Hellmel or the Bicycle District. Pure Luck Restaurant, as you mentioned, is here, as well as Scoop's Ice Cream. So we are on the second floor in a historical building here, right above, against the stream, which is Noah Levine's Dharma Punk Buddhist Meditation Society. So it's really wonderful. We've got all that beautiful mojo from the meditations coming up from downstairs into our second floor studio. So I'm a little spacey. I just taught our $5 lunchtime yoga class. So we offer a $5 class, express hour-long class every weekday, Monday through Friday.
So it's every day?
Just now that left. So I'm a little yoga spacey right now. But please do come by. Visit Chakra 5. We're brand new. We've got 38 classes a week, 14 phenomenal instructors, and we're doing all kinds of new and creative fun twists on yoga. We have regular weekly live DJs and performers at our Thursday night yoga class. Lauren can tell you a little bit more about that. She's typically the instructor for that class. We have a monthly full moon sound bath. So we have a teacher here, Jamie, who specializes in sound therapy. So you can lie on the floor and be bathed in sound from gongs, tuning forks, bells, singing bowls for an entire hour. I'm guessing you've probably experienced it somewhere, Joni, maybe at another studio.
I have, and actually I was thinking that I wonder what that would sound like on the radio if we did something like that. I don't know.
I'm all for it, a live broadcast. I actually have the equipment here to do a live broadcast on site of any class.
Oh, so that would be
maybe we should talk more about that one off the air.
I know. But you know, I was just thinking, because I was there earlier to pick up some food from Pure Luck. I posted it on the Facebook page. I got some tofu spring rolls. But I was just thinking, like, do you get any deals or any incentives for people to bike or walk or take the bus there?
We do. We offer what we call our eco discounts. Because, you know, like Eric Garcetti, the councilman over here, we'd really like to encourage people to move away from using cars so much. Just like, you know, you're only a metro stop away from us, Joni, so you know that we're in a very urban, densely urban environment. I mean, that's part of what makes it exciting here, but, you know, sometimes parking can be a challenge. So we offer a 10% discount for anybody that shows us their bike helmet, that has a metro or bus pass. So, you know, we really want to encourage people using public transportation. We've got bike racks out in front. And, you know, being in the bicycle district here, you can get your bike tuned up should you need it, you know, while you're at our studio.
Either that or you can learn how to do it at the bicycle kitchen.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah, I think the thing to do is to remember that parking there has many restrictions, especially in the evening. I remember showing up for one evening class, and it's like, you can't park here between this time and this time, but you can park here, but then you can't start parking here till this time. It's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
So the best thing to do is...
pay attention to the signs. I mean, we have some explicit instructions right on our homepage about the best strategy to deal with parking. And if you're ever in a pinch and you're trying to make it to a Chakra 5 yoga class, just call us at the studio, because we also have a little bit of a secret backup plan.
Oh.
We have some... agreements with local church here to provide some parking when people are really in a bind. So we do have a little bit of parking available with the studio. We don't advertise it blatantly, but do give us a call. If you're trying to make it to a class, we really want to see you in here. So give us a call at the studio and we can help you out.
Oh, great. Well, anyway, you were talking about the music with live... Well, no, the yoga with live music class on Thursdays, and I think that's what actually triggered my thinking about inviting you, because I saw that Lauren had posted it on her Facebook page, and I said, oh, yeah, that's tomorrow. That's great. She can talk about it. So I'm going to pass it on to Lauren now, who can talk about that class.
Okay.
Thanks. Well, it's been a really incredible experience. I do these classes on Thursday night. McKenna had the wonderful idea, as McKenna is a DJ herself, to have classes with live DJs performing, or sometimes singer-songwriters or various bands performing with the yoga class. And it's been a really incredible experience because it's a very co-creative experience. I never have any exact idea of what's going to happen when I walk in, and I find this nice collaboration with the musician while we're there. And so far we've had some incredible people. We had a guy named Victor Phoenix who came last week, who was really wonderful and somehow was so tapped into my energy and the energy of the group. I swear it sounded like the music was coming from my own brain. So it's really fun. We also had a really talented singer-songwriter named Jim Salinger. I believe you were there for that, Joni, who played the guitar.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was really lovely. We had a band called Magic Orchids doing we called it Spaceship Yoga. It was very experimental, sort of trancey experience. So it's different every time. And it's really lovely to get not only the yoga, and I think yoga is inherently a creative experience, but to get another sort of artist in the room has been a real blessing. And this week we've got a great lady named Tessie Young coming, and then a couple weeks we have Les Concord, otherwise known as Stephen Becker, who's going to be coming and doing some down-tempo stuff. So it's really fun, and it's very relaxing. We're doing it, an evening class with low lights and music, and everybody sort of has this blissed out spacey look by the time we're done, which is exactly what we want. So we just want to create a community of artists and creative people and yogis in a really relaxed, kind of funky environment.
I was going to say, is that one of those dark classes with candlelight votives and stuff like that?
Yes, it is.
Because last week we were talking about how I'd taken a votive class,
votives, and I dropped my towel right on top of it.
Luckily, our candles are actually the LED electric ones,
there
so
you
won't
see,
set any.
Yeah.
That's the way
that's
to go. Because I've been to too many classes, and ever since that time I did that, it's like, please, I don't put my mat anywhere near a live candle, because I'm just paranoid about dropping things and burning things. And so anyway, the other thing, too, is I wanted to mention that from pure luck, since I was there, I got some tofu basil spring rolls. And the thing about them is that it's awesome. And I don't know if there's any way of somehow convincing them to stay open. But
yeah, that's crossed our minds as well. I mean, we're very sad that pure luck is going away. They had a huge cult following.
And I think they still do, but I think I was talking with you earlier, McKenna, and you were saying something is moving into your neighborhood that is of the healthy food leaning.
Yes, well, there's one thing I can tell you that's a rumor, and there's another thing I can tell you that is actually true, known to be true. The rumor is that Meg from Large Marge Sustainables has, and she's told me this herself, she's had her eye on Pure Luck at one time when she found out that it was up for sale. And I think she's still working on the investment arrangement behind that. So I don't think the timing worked out for her on that. I know that she has been eyeing a space in our same corridor here that's been available. So, of course, I'm staying in touch with her about that because I think she's phenomenal and her food is phenomenal. And now we have a space here for someone new to move in on the vegan vegetarian scene. So there's that rumor floating around that could transpire. But I also met with a guy named Eugene a couple of weeks ago. This whole neighborhood here at Hellmel has just been exploding with new businesses, ours included. And it's really picking up and revitalizing. And, as you know, right of the Ciclovia stop off, and it's just gaining more and more visibility with people. But Farm Boy is one of those New York or San Francisco style bodegas, like corner markets, where you can get all kinds of cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they have a location in Sherman Oaks right now. But it's of organic produce, fresh flowers, sushi, froyo, and, like Korean specialties and treats like kimchi or, snack food. So we're really excited for those guys to open up. They're supposed to open up in June.
Oh, that's nice.
So they're going to be here on the same side of Melrose with us, right at the intersection of Melrose and Heliotrope. So that's going to be a huge boost for the neighborhood, I think, to have them here.
Is that right across the street from the pizza place, from Pizza Paul?
Basically right next to Pizza Paul.
Huh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good to know. Well, there you go. We got food. Anyway, I'm going to let you go, McKenna.
Okay.
Thanks a lot for calling in, only because we have other people calling in.
Sure thing. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, too. And Lauren will be here. So if you heard, she'll have her phone. So if you think of anything and you want to send her messages, you can always
come to Lauren's class tomorrow night at Chakra 5. It's at 7:30 with a live DJ, the yoga and music mashup. We hope to see you over here.
In the $5 affordable classes. Are they noontime, Monday to Friday?
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you teach all of them, or do you alternate with other teachers?
I typically teach Monday through Thursday, and then on Fridays we alternate out different teachers so you can get a flavor for them. And, oh, actually, I should also mention we have a $50 unlimited month of yoga for new customers, so jump on that. It's such a great deal. You can come to as many classes anytime you want for that month, so great deal.
That sounds good. Okay, well, thanks again, McKenna, and I'll leave. You know, we are so old school here, we have one phone, so only one person can talk at a time on the phone. So if we have people who are waiting to call in, they can't call until I get you off the phone.
It's all good. Well, don't let me stand in the way any longer. You guys have a great day, and thanks for having us on the show.
Okay, thanks, McKenna.
Okay, bye-bye.
I'd also like to mention, I don't think McKenna mentioned it, that for the yoga newbies, there's a intro to yoga workshop that Joe Kara teaches once a month, I believe. I think the next one is coming up on maybe June 3rd, so that's a good one to check out.
Oh, that's coming up in a couple of weeks. Hey, Joe, I hope you're listening. Hi. I tell you to call in, but somebody else is supposed to call in, so don't call in now.
Don't call, Joe.
Speaking of calling, yoga chat. Hey, Janet. Okay, hold on a second. I'm going to turn up the volume on the phone.
Janet, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Okay, so, Janet, introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Janet Paquette. I am the Director of Social Media. It's a very fancy title.
I like that title.
I spend all day on the Internet. That's basically my job.
Yeah, you spend all day on Facebook and Twitter.
Yes, doing all that fun stuff. Occasionally I go over to Gawker and read the gossip column too. But mostly I'm keeping an eye on what's going on in the yoga world, specifically for Santa Monica Yoga. I work for Santa Monica Yoga, and I'm just in charge of promoting their online presence. So that's what I do, and I'm here today to talk about our upcoming anniversary party.
Yeah, it's the 10th anniversary.
That's correct. It's the 10th anniversary since Bruce Baer has owned the studio. The space itself has actually been around since about 1993, I believe. But Bruce and his late partner, Rick Gould, actually bought it in 2001. So this is our 10th anniversary, and we're planning a big party on June 4th. And we've got all sorts of great things planned for the evening. So I'll tell you a little bit about that. We've got a free yoga class at 6 p.m. on that Saturday evening with Kira Haglund. And, of course, DJ Drez is going to be spinning during the yoga session. So we're really excited about that. And that session will be going till 7:30. Then we're all going to get cleaned up and get out of our sweaty yoga clothes. And out comes the food, and Drez will continue to spin some fabulous music. And we've got a friend of Drez's, Steve Lopez, who's a wonderful local artist. And Steve is going to be creating some art during the party, during all the dancing and everything. And Steve's going to have his paints and everything. He's going to make this great piece of art. And we're going to be offering that as one of our raffle items throughout the evening once he's finished with the painting.
So that's
really cool. We get to watch it in progress and everything.
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, the nice thing about Santa Monica Yoga, it's like one of the first studios that I ever went to, mainly because I live in Santa Monica, and they had a deal. I forgot what the deal was, but it was close for me, and the nice thing about Santa Monica Yoga, it's one of those neighborhood studios, you know. Mm-hmm. You don't walk in feeling like you're surrounded by people who are, you know, dressed in Lululemon and are gorgeous cover girls who know exactly what they're doing. It's like going to class with your next-door neighbor, regular people. And that's what's the beauty of Santa Monica Yoga. I mean, the teachers are wonderful. They are well-trained. They all come from other studios. And so you get really excellent classes with people that just seem like you, and you don't feel like you have to get all dressed up. I mean, not that I see people show up in their pajamas for class, but, you know, it's kind of like come as you are, be who you are kind of place, which is really nice.
Absolutely. It has a very, it's a very low-key place. I mean, you've been to so many studios in L.A., so you know that there's different vibes.
Well, especially on the West Side.
Especially on the West Side. And there tends to be, you know, I don't want to, I'm not certainly not going to point any fingers, but I've gone to places where there's been a lot of ego, where there's been a lot of, you know, like, hey, look at the move I can bust and all that. And some, and for people who are, especially who are beginning or who are a little bit older like myself, it can be very intimidating. But when you come to Santa Monica Yoga, it's so generous. There's such a great community feel there that everybody feels comfortable. And it doesn't mean that there aren't some really outstanding yogis who practice there, but they make you feel enthused about your own practice rather than feel intimidated. So that's what I always like about it. And it's, there's also really good, solid spiritual element too there. So you not only get the workouts in the body, but you get the workout, you know, for your mind, for yourself, for your being. And it's great. I've been working there for 10 years, and
really?
I love everybody there. Yeah, almost since the beginning. I actually met Bruce and Rick when they bought Yoga Sanctuary, which was a little studio down in Abbot Kinney, and I had worked there. And then when that, they had to sell that place when Rick became ill, and but they asked me to come over to Santa Monica Yoga, and I've been there since.
Oh, dear, practically family. Speaking of family, there was a letter that was posted on Facebook, was it last night, that Bruce had written to people about the party. Do you have that on you?
I do have it on me.
Yeah, I'd like you to read it, because it was really sweet. Just to show you the people who are behind Santa Monica Yoga, this is, you know, this is kind of like what they're like.
Right, okay, yeah, I'll read it to you. It's from Bruce Bear, who is one of the original founders of Santa Monica Yoga, and he sent out an invitation to remind everybody about the party, and he just wrote this lovely little letter that just went along with it. Dear Santa Monica Yogis, in June 2001, my man Rick Gould had the crazy idea to buy Santa Monica Yoga from then-owner Misty Carey. I had no idea what we were getting into. For me, the studio has been my work, a supportive community, and a place for growth. During Rick's battle with cancer, the community supported us, and after his death in 2003, it became a place for me to rebuild my life. Now, a full 10 years later, I feel a lot of gratitude to be here, both supporting and being supported by this community. The death last Sunday of longtime Santa Monica Yoga teacher Jamel Everett has again brought into focus for me what is important in this life, to have work that's meaningful and to share that with a caring community, to have fun whenever you can, celebrate your joys and accomplishments with people you love, to remember to breathe. One of the myriad things Rick taught me was to end my meditation practice with a loving kindness exercise. And after taking a little time to just breathe, it still brings me great satisfaction to pause and bring the palms of my hands together before my heart and to ask, may I be happy and free. May those I love be happy and free. May all beings be happy and free. I sincerely hope you can join in our celebration. Love, Bruce.
Isn't that sweet? And I also read that there's going to be a memorial service for Jamel on Monday at Santa Monica Yoga at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So anybody who's listening, it's going to be Monday, May 30th. She had a real good story, but I guess we don't really have time to go into it. But I'm sure it's posted somewhere, either on the Santa Monica Yoga Facebook page, or where else would there be information about it?
About Jamel?
Jamel, yeah.
I know we had some stuff on the Facebook page, and there was a lovely, like an obituary that a friend of hers wrote, which we will be putting up on our Facebook page before the memorial service that talks about Jamel.
Yeah.
And so if you check there in the next couple of days, I'll make sure that it gets up there and you can read it. That was a lovely, lovely piece as well.
Yeah, that'd be great. But in the meantime, as far as the party,
yes.
Drez is going to be playing, and so I was thinking that I would play his music next so people get a taste of what they'll be hearing.
Okay, cool.
On June 4th, correct?
June 4th. And if I can just quickly tell people, too, that we're having a raffle that yoga gives back. And raffle tickets will be available at the front desk, I think, within the next day or so. They're $5 a piece. We have all sorts of wonderful prizes from Manduka and On Butterfly Pharmaca, Uvala. We have a home-catered meal for two from the versatile chef. And, of course, that painting I mentioned earlier from Steve Lopez. And our grand prize, ta-da-ta-da, we have a four-day pass for the Wanderlust Festival up in Tahoe. So,
and that's for one person?
It's for one person. So you have to bring us. You'll have to buy a ticket for your significant
that's
other.
That's right. You got to buy tickets for your plus one. And that's only the pass. That doesn't include, you know, the hotel, the food, or anything like that. So
it does not. Just the pass.
But I think the value is something around $300-$400.
I believe it's $450. I could be wrong about that, but it's called a stage pass. I don't know if that's kind of like a VIP thing or whatever, but it's a really good pass.
Because I went last year, and it gets you access to all the music, all the classes, pretty much everything, like I said, except for the room and board. But it's wonderful. There are classes all over the place. There's music all over the place. They have music on stage. They have music in front of the cafes. I mean, it's just an amazing experience. And after going last year, I swore I would do it again this year. So I want to win that ticket.
Well, I'll let you know as soon as the raffle tickets are ready. I'll put it up on Facebook, and everybody come on down. It's for a good cause.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Well, thanks again, Janet. Thanks for calling in and filling us in on the party. Hopefully a lot of people will show up.
I think so.
And, you know, there is a bike rack at the back of Santa Monica Yoga SUV bike. You can put your bike there.
Yes, and for some people don't know, we also offer a special. You can pick up a card at the front desk. If you ride your bike or you walk or use public transportation 10 times to class, you get a free class.
Wait a minute. Nobody told me about that.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I bike all the time.
Oh, well, we'll have to.
Yeah, we have to do something about that.
Yeah, we'll do something about
that. Okay. Well, thanks, Janet. Thanks again for calling.
Okay, you bet. You have a great afternoon.
No, you too. Thanks.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Okay, so now I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to play Drez's music. This is a new album that I picked up from him. It's called Chapters of Easy 7. It's DJ Drez and Trey 7. So this is called Saturn Movement. Here we go.
Thank you.
Sorry about that. I was busy talking with Jen Pasteloff on the phone that I didn't realize the music ended. So, we were just talking about how good the music was, and she was trying to get figure out what it was called so she could buy it on iTunes. So, hey, Drez, if you're listening, you have a new fan here. Jen is buying your music.
Yes.
So, Jen, introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Jennifer Pasteloff, and I believe we're talking about second chances for surviving the rapture.
Yeah, I know. Really. How would you change your life, I guess, now that you know that the end of the world is near, or I don't know.
Well, let's see. My whole philosophy already are not taking yourself too seriously, so I'd keep on working on that. I'd try and laugh more. And I would, I believe you asked me today to talk about game yoga, so yeah. I really would love to be able to do more of that. You know, I'm trying to work now on getting in schools and hopefully UCLA, and to be able to do more of that and to be able to...
For those who don't know what game yoga is, talk about it briefly.
Okay, so it's gameyoga.org. You can find it on the net. And I created it. It stands for Gifts and Miracles Every Day. And also it just kind of like fits in with my philosophy, game, the game of life, and my whole philosophy of having a sense of humor. But I created free yoga for children with special needs after my nephew, who's my best little buddy in the world, Blaze Owings, was diagnosed with Prader-Willi syndrome, which is a rare genetic disorder. And the reason you may have heard of it only is some of them have an issue, they all do, with their brain where they don't register being full, so you can literally, like, your stomach can explode, and, you know, it's very rare and sad and almost sometimes seems like it's out of a science fiction movie. So I created this after I saw how much yoga helped him and how much it would help the parents because they're under such stress. So, yeah, I give back. I give yoga to these kids, and I love it. It's really rewarding, and it's fun, mostly, and the parents love it.
Do you actually teach the classes yourself, or do you raise the money? Because I know you do fundraisers for it.
Yeah,
so
is
the money boards paying other teachers to teach it, too?
Well, as of now, the money has gone to buying yoga mats from this company called Brush Kids and creating a website, and I just paid someone who lives actually in Indonesia to create the logo and all the business cards. And then eventually I'm expanding, so I'm going to hire more teachers and renting out studio spaces. Sometimes I get it free. Yoga Collective kindly donates. Sometimes I have to rent a space. So the money goes to all sorts of stuff, fees for becoming a 501(c), which we're in the process of, mm-hmm. and the website, want to have an interactive website, and so lots of stuff. As of now, I'm just teaching because it's sort of grassroots. It's just me doing it at Yoga Collective, and it's going to expand. I have a couple assistants. And
did I lose you?
Uh-oh.
Are you here?
No, I hear you now.
Okay. I'm here.
Okay.
You haven't lost me.
Okay. Do you have any fundraisers coming up soon?
Well, I did one last night at Lululemon in Beverly Hills. I'm an ambassador there, so they have this most amazing... I led my signature workshop about what you're manifesting in your life, and everyone donated, and we raised, I think, about $300. And
nice.
The next one, my guess, is going to be in September, either at... Probably at Lululemon again. I just love doing it there. The support that they give you, that company, as you know, is incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So I really like doing it there. And I also do it at the Yoga Collective.
Formerly known
actually,
as Yoga Co.
Where is it? Well,
formerly
is it
known
where?
As Yoga Co. only because the name changed and I don't
Yoga
know if some
Co,
people
yeah.
have realized that yet.
Yoga Collective, Yoga Co. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I still flip and call it Yoga Co.
I know. Because
it's a little easier on my lips, but it's the Yoga Collective and collective consciousness and community and coming together. And I usually have my workshop there. And I do have a fundraiser coming up. I teach at these studios in Philadelphia, New Jersey, called Dhyana Yoga, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when I do my workshop there, it's usually a fundraiser. Last one I did in April was. So that won't be very helpful for people listening, probably, if they're in L.A. But
well,
in September...
There might be people on the East Coast listening. Now they're thinking, gosh, there's something that we can do when we don't have to go to L.A. So this is good. It's in Philly.
Yeah, and I'm always looking for people. You know, it's a lot. The parents come, but it's a lot. You know, especially when I have more than five kids. You know, some of them have Downs, autism. One little girl is blind. I'm always looking for people to come and help me and hang out and just keep us company. And, you know, last week I was sick and I had to cancel, and so there was a backup person. So if you're listening and you're interested in that, and a lot of people, you know, say they are, and it's just a matter of actually finding someone that gives you the opportunity sometimes.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So if you're listening and you want to help Jen or find out more about what she's doing, do you have a website? What is it again?
GameYoga.org.
GameYoga.org. Or you can go to my Facebook page and I'll post the link there. Or you can post it too, Jen.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just, it's great. I'm going to have a little break. I'm leaving for Italy next week, and then when I get back,
so
we'll resume.
Sorry
and
for you. God.
That's just
horrible.
I feel
horrible. Sorry for me, too. It's a tough life.
I know.
It's a tough life we have. I won't be riding my bike there. But
have a great time. Eat lots of good food, because nothing. I've never had a bad meal there.
Oh, you've been. Yeah, I just did a cleanse last week, the Zuda Girl cleanse, so now I'm looking to... gain all the weight back, and eat whatever I want, eat my face off, drink lots of wine.
You know, I wonder, is it good to cleanse before pigging out or after? Hmm, we should
do
a show just on that. Yeah.
I'll let you know when I get back.
Yeah.
I'll give you the answer.
Well, that's good. Well, thanks for calling in, Jen, and I hope you found your music, too.
Thanks, and thanks for your support with Game. It means a lot to me.
Yeah, well, thanks, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye, Jen.
Bye.
Whoa. Ah. So... where are we now? That was Jen, passed it off. Yeah, the manifestation workshop she had last night, I was actually hoping to be able to get to it last night, but as it turned out, I think I was busy scrambling trying to get some things done, so it just never happened. Speaking of getting things done and doing things, I have a list of all the stuff that's going down this weekend here in L.A. So let's see. Thursday, that's tomorrow. Arjun Baba is doing a kirtan at Narayan Mandir in the Hollywood Hills. It's a private home. If you want to go, I have this thing about broadcasting people's addresses. So if you want to go, get in touch with me on Facebook. My Facebook page is Yoga Chat with the Accidental Yogist. I think if you just type in Yoga Chat in the search criteria, it'll pop up. And so send me a note, and I'll give you the address. So that's Thursday at 8 p.m. Then Friday, it's Om Shalom Shabbat with Zach Lodmer. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing your name correctly, Zach, at the Yoga Collective, you know, the place that Jen was just speaking about. What you called. It's in Santa Monica near the 3rd Street Promenade. And the nice thing about that class is it's all about, you know, celebrating Shabbat and doing yoga while you're doing it. And he has a great playlist. The only way to explain it is you go, you listen to it, then you'll be hooked. I mean, I have been. So that's Friday, this Friday, 7:30 in the evening. And I believe it's every fourth Friday of the month. Also, let's see, 8:30 on Friday also. Kalidas and Greg Klimuk are at Bhakti Yoga Shala. It's the ongoing, there's always a kirtan going at the Shala, so that's who's there this Friday. And then Saturday at the Bhakti Shala at 8 p.m. is Bhakti Dance. Now, that's a new group. They've been playing around the West Side, but I think they officially gave themselves a name, and this is one of their first outings. I think they had something this Saturday, too. But they're going to be at the Shala, and it's basically kirtan and dance and movement and all kinds of fun stuff. So if you like to sing, you like to chant, you like to dance, that's Saturday at 8 p.m. Also going on this weekend is Lightning in a Bottle. I have always wondered what it's all about. I think this might be, I don't know, it may be the third year, maybe more, I don't know. But it's in Orange County, and it runs from Friday through Monday or something like that. And my impression is it's been sort of like a Burning Man light, maybe. I don't know. If you know anything about Lightning in a Bottle and you want to fill us in, call. The number here is 213-252-0998. I forgot to give that at the top of the show. Again, 213-252-0998. and fill us in. Also, one more thing. This Friday, Kirsch Calais. No, it's pronounced Kirsch. I'm sorry. Kirsch Calais is at the Conga Room at LA Live. That's 8 p.m. this Friday. Tickets are available. However, I have two tickets that I'm going to give away. So for all the people who are listening, you can call in and wait. Let's see how many people are listening. Hold on.
People are calling already. Wait.
Hold your horses.
Hold on a second. It's not the first caller. I didn't say the first caller, but let's see who this is. Yoga chat.
Hi.
Hi. Johnny?
Who's this?
Marty.
Marty.
Yes. Am I the winner?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Okay. Well, what's going to happen is this. I'm going to play some of the music from Kirsch Calais. And
okay.
Let's say it will be the, let's say the fourth caller.
The fourth caller.
The fourth caller.
Okay.
So.
Is this number one call?
No, I won't. This is not counting. I'm not going to count you. So we're going to start.
Okay.
Well, as soon as I start playing the music. So there are a whopping six people on the line. So all six of you can keep calling.
Okay, bye.
213-252-0998. Okay, bye.
Okay, perfect. Bye.
Okay, so let me cue up the music because I forgot to do that. Lauren.
Yes.
You can fill in and talk about whatever comes to mind in the meantime while I'm busy trying to figure out where this is.
Well, I loved what Jen was saying about not taking yourself too seriously. I think that's a really important thing since, you know, the end of the world just missed us by a narrow thread. I think it's really important for us to just go out there, be out there in the world, not taking ourselves too seriously, and just experiencing every moment as fully as we can. I think a lot about my friend Eddie in Italy, who never multitasks, and when he works, he works, and when he sits down to eat, he goes in his garden, and he gets his food and eats it there, and focuses on each and every moment as he's doing it.
People are calling. I want to ignore that phone call for now, because you can hang up, because I haven't started playing the music yet, so I'm not counting yet.
What if they're calling about Burning Man light?
I know. Well, no, they hung up. So you know it's not about lightning in a bottle. But anyway, here I am. I'm going to start playing the music. And so here we go. This is like playing musical chairs. Hold on. Let me find the song. Okay, it's called Turnpike. This is Kirsch Calais. This is his new album, Cinema. And in fact, the concert at the Conga Room is the release party for this CD. So here we go. If I can turn up the volume. Oops. Here we go. Oops.
Technical difficulties.
I know, really.
Hold, please.
It's called What Am I Doing? Is it playing anything yet?
You should see the amount of buttons and wires and bleeping, blinking lights around Joni right now. It's very impressive. She seems to know what she's doing, so.
There we go. Oh, hold on. We'll start it up again. There we go. Okay. Okay, this is funny because nobody called during the show. Okay, during the music. Now, everybody call now. There we go. There's one. Yoga Jack, you're caller number one. Hang up and you can call. Okay, bye. So funny. You tell people to call during a song and they wait till it's over. So that was one. Come on, come on, come on, keep calling. You know, the same one person can keep calling, and you might be the only one, and you're a guaranteed winner if you just keep calling back.
So no such luck.
I know. What can we talk about in the meeting? Oh, wait, here's two.
Number two, call back. Same voice.
It's the same voice.
It's the same person. Maybe it's a stalker.
You know what's going to happen is if she calls a third time, I'm just going to give it to her. Hold on. I think there were two voices. So let's see who calls next. Okay. You're number four. Who is this? Marty. You won. And you get to bring a plus one. So you get to bring, you get to bring Drez or somebody else. I know. Yay, hold on a second.
You know what? I just realized that the volume was down.
Okay.
Marty Bradley. Marty Nico Bradley.
Yes.
Won.
Yay.
So Drez, if you are listening, Marty won the tickets.
Yay!
So clear your calendar for Friday night because the two of you are going to the conga room.
I am so excited. I cannot wait. This is going to be so great. He really wanted to go too, so I'm glad we get to go.
And you know Chebby Sabah is playing too.
Amazing. Yeah, amazing. I saw him once at Zanzibar and it was great. And so I'm really looking forward. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for offering them out.
Yeah.
I kept calling. That was me hanging up over and over and over again.
And for the people who somehow didn't win because they didn't bother trying.
Right.
You can buy tickets. I think LA Yoga has a discount code.
Okay.
So go
people
to the...
People do it.
What's that?
I said people need to go and do it.
They
use that discount code and get to that concert.
I know. I'm excited.
I'm excited.
His music is really good.
I'm really excited.
Okay. So you get to go. Okay. Lightning in a Bottle. You said you had information
Lightning in a Bottle.
That.
I went last year. It was great. Drez happened to be DJing. And there were all kinds of music areas with live DJs mostly. There might have been a band or two. I don't remember that. I was mostly listening to the live DJ spin. And then there were yoga classes sprinkled throughout the grounds. And so this year, Micheline Berry, who teaches at Exhale and also travels around the world teaching, is teaching a yoga class this weekend, I believe Saturday, and Drez is DJing for her, as well as Dominic Dean Bro playing his variety of wind instruments. So it should be really, really, really great class. It always is. And being out there, outside, outdoors, practicing with such good music is always super fun. with her, and she's, you know, she's like a Black Panther, so she gets in it, you know.
So would
it's
you
really groovy.
Would you consider it more like Burning Man, more like Wanderlust, more
you
like
know, I've never
Coachella.
Been to Burning Man, but I do know at Lightning in a Bottle people camp.
Uh-huh.
People have feathers in their hair and dress funky, and you know, I met the owner of Peace Yoga. I'm losing her name, but you know her from down in downtown, who's amazing.
Oh,
Therese.
Denise.
Oh, Denise?
Is it Denise?
Is it Denise? Oh, darn it. We're doing this live. Shoot. Anyway.
Oh, wait.
Please,
wait. You said Peace Yoga?
Yeah, Peace Yoga.
Oh, Sherry Ray.
Yeah, thank you, Sherry Ray. Thank you. I knew it. She's got such a great spirit. She had on a cute little outfit running around the grounds, looking just like
that,
a little hottie yogi.
She
so
is
everyone's
so
out there. Some with half clothes, half not. You know, I'm not saying go naked. I'm just saying it's not quite Burning Man. You know, it's probably in between Burning Man and Wanderlust, to be honest. But it's a ton of fun, and I encourage you if you can get down to Orange County and you can get there even for a day pass, if you can make it happen. It's so much fun out there, and it's good food. They have trucks and all kinds of vendors, and, you know, it's just great people.
Great. Well, thanks for filling us in, Marty,
yeah.
And I know how to get hold of you, so I'll give you the information on how to get the ticket. It'll
probably
be at Will Call for you.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, great. Well,
thanks.
Thank
you so much.
And congratulations
I've been really
for winning
enjoying
those
the
tickets.
Show by-
And you know, oh, there it is. You know what? I just found out why our phone keeps going out. It's a loose connection.
Oh.
There. No, but this is good.
Okay.
I found out how to fix it because we had the problem last week.
Okay, good.
Good.
Good, good,
okay.
Good. Okay.
Oh, thanks.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, and I was just looking. Oops. The mics are up. I was just looking at the time, and it looks like our hour is up. So, anything last thing you have to say, Lauren?
I'm just grateful that we have such an amazing yoga community here that we can talk about stuff for an hour.
You know, isn't it fun, though? I mean, everybody knows everybody else, or at least by the time, you know, if you've listened to enough of the shows, you'll figure out who everybody is. And, you know, we all cross-pollinate. A lot of the teachers teach at many studios. A lot of the students take classes at different studios. Teachers take other teachers' classes. We were just talking, you know, before the show started about yoga therapy merging with Anusara and the language, and you know, everybody starts talking the same way after a while, which is really interesting. So if you are out of LA and you come here, you'll see that we have a really interesting yoga scene. So in the meantime, I'm going to thank everybody who's been on the show today, Lauren Mayer, who from Chakra 5. And McKenna Rowe, who's also from Chakra 5, who called in, and Jen Pasteloff, who called in about game yoga, Janet Paquette, who talked about Santa Monica Yoga and their upcoming party, and of course, Marty Bradley for winning the tickets. So in the meantime, I am going to end now, again. I should learn to cue these up when I'm talking. I think I'm having a hard time multitasking. I think the brain doesn't always work.
They say that multitasking is a thief.
Oh my
God. Your time and your passion.
Okay, so I've decided that since we're partying because the world didn't end, I thought the perfect person who would play us out would be Sean Johnson and the Wild Lotus Band from New Orleans, because if anybody knows how to party, it's the people in New Orleans. So the song I am playing is off their album Devaloka, and it's called Jai Hanuman. And in parenthesis, it says faith, and I think that's what we need, faith that the world is not going to end tomorrow and we can actually have some time to live a good life. So here we go. I'm going to turn up the sound. Here we go. And until next week, this is Yoga Chat with the Accidental Yogist. Goodbye.
Mano Java Maruta Turia Vega. Jitendriyam Purimatam Varishtam Vatarma Jam Varanayuta Mukyam Shiram Madhutam Sharanam Prapadye Shiram Madhutam Sharanam Prapadye.
Jai Sitaram, Jai Sitaram.